Hey Mowgli, do you have any resolutions that you want to tell attraction pros?
Welcome to the Attraction Pros Podcast, where we discuss the latest trends and challenges facing the attractions industry today.
We chat with some of the top leaders in the field and provide resources that will help develop your career in this great industry.
I am Josh Liebman, founder of Backlooper. I help attractions collect guest feedback and identify top priorities needed for improvement.
And I'm Matt Heller, founder of Performance Optimist Consulting. I help leaders lead so they can increase employee engagement and retention.
Now sit upright, hold on tight, and get ready for the Attraction Pros Podcast. Hey, Matt, Happy New Year. How are you?
I am still fantastic, and Happy New Year to you, my friend. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. I am doing very well. Really excited for this fourth annual Attraction Pros Podcast resolutionary episode.
That's,
is that right?
That seems crazy.
Wait, 18, 19, 20. It is 2021. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. And, you know, we may have made up a new word.
Is it resolutionary?
I think so.
No, I think we've used it so much that I totally forgot that it's not really a word. So.
I don't think it is.
I think we've made up a few words along the way, but maybe this one will stick. But what I think is really cool about this one is we're going to do something a little bit different this time than we've done in our previous resolutionary episodes, where we talked about, you know, some of what our resolutions are for the upcoming year. And then last year, we even kind of gave out some resolutions to the industry. Now, what I think is really cool is we have crowdsourced and gathered in many resolutions from people throughout the entire industry. And I think that that's just a great way to kick off the year.
Yeah, absolutely. So we gathered these through SpeakPipe, which I think is the audio version of the fish tube. But this is your community in the industry who said, this is what we're working on for 2021. And we put the word out there and we're so excited to hear what people have to say. And, you know, if you did it, you'll hear yours in here. And, you know, I hope you can get some inspiration from other people and you'll probably give some inspiration to others as well.
Yeah, I'm really excited to hear everybody's resolution because I think that, you know, these will be resolutions like no others. You know, I think last year everyone was like, yeah, it's 2020. I'm so excited to start this new decade and 2020 is going to be an amazing year. And it wasn't.
So, and then other things happened.
Yeah. Then other things happened, right. And I think we all just want to see 2021 as this great year of recovery and growth and bouncing back just with all the force and strength of our entire industry together.
Absolutely. So what do you say? Should we jump into some of these resolutions?
Just like jumping into the fish tube, let's jump into the speak pipe.
Hi, Josh and Matt. This is Lori Hersey. Thanks for this great opportunity. 2020 was already a challenging year in the industry, and then I got laid off from my attractions, marketing, and sales role as a result of COVID. I look at obstacles as being opportunities. My New Year's resolution, I'm combining my advertising, broadcasting, and attractions experience into Hersey Productions, a media production agency specializing in creating memorable, responsive broadcast campaigns for the attractions industry. I've been on the agency side and the attraction side, so I understand how to move the needle. My goal is to work with amazing attractions clients to deliver results, just like we've done with a radio campaign to sell season passes at Christmas for a water park in North Dakota and in Alabama to hire an amazing seasonal staff. 2021, bring it on. Now for the plug, visit our website, HerseyProductions.com. Thanks.
Hello, my name is Kate Kajawa, and my New Year's resolutions for 2021 is to not lose sight of my dreams and never settle for anything less because it's the easy way out.
Hi, my name is Marie Hobson. I'm the Audience Research and Insight Manager at the Natural History Museum in London. In 2021, I'm really excited about the opportunities to conduct audience research in innovative and creative ways, to ensure that visitors remain at the heart of the organisation while keeping COVID secure. So in the new year, we'll be ditching our paper and clipboards in favour of GoPros and mobiles, trying techniques such as digital ethnography for the first time. We look forward to sharing the results of our endeavours with the SEXA later in the year.
Hi, my name is Emily. I'm currently a master's student at the University of Florida City Lab in Orlando, and I am also an Attraction Pros intern. My goals for 2021 are to graduate with my master's degree concentrating in themed environments integration, and also to finally start my career as an engineer in themed entertainment.
Hey everyone, this is David Gray from Lagoon Amusement Park in Farmington, Utah. For my New Year's resolution, as I look forward to 2021, there are three words that are guiding me and that I'm going to post in front of me so I can see them every day. The first one is optimism, the second one is empathy, and the third one is accountability. For optimism, I want to always find the silver lining. If one thing that I've learned in 2020, there's always a silver lining. Even things that are thrown at us, there's great things that can come from it. Empathy, I want to encourage myself and everyone that works with me to show empathy for those that we lead and those that we work with, and treat them as human beings and see them for who they are and their strengths. And the third one, as I said, accountability, holding myself accountable for my actions, for my behaviors, and expecting other people that I work with and that I surround myself to be accountable for themselves as well. So I'm looking forward to an awesome 2021, and I think there's great things ahead. Have a great day.
Hi, my name is Abby from the Philippines, and these are my goals for 2021. Well, my top priority is for my family, my friends, and I to have good physical and mental health. It's been tough for the past few months, and that's why it's very important for us to be healthy and safe. Second, I hope I can land my dream job. I hope this will be the year that I'll get it. And I hope also that the attraction and entertainment industry will bounce back from what happened last 2020, or at least 2020. Third, I wanted to make projects that I can actually finish, whether it's a big one or small one. Just some passion project that will keep me motivated and inspired. And lastly, I hope that I'll be able to give back to those people who are in need, because I know that even though there's a lot of happening right now, I'm still blessed, and I want it to be a blessing to other people. And I know it's been really, really, I mean, there's a lot of uncertainties, but I know that there are better days are coming. Just, you know, just hold on tight. So, yes. So, I hope you have a happy, prosperous, and healthy new year. Thank you.
Hello to whomever's on the other end of the speak pipe. This is Adam Sandy, and after 16 years with Ride Entertainment and 19 in the industry, I'm excited to be starting a new job with a worldwide company this winter. My resolution is to bring the passion back. I know that I have personally got caught up too much in the dollars and cents over the past few years. It's easy to do, because at the end of the day, that's what we are here for. However, I think by solely focusing on numbers, I lost some of the things that made me excited about the job and the product I represent. Therefore, my 2021 resolution is to remember that I am selling attractions that create memories and excitement, because right now, we all need collective experiences more than ever.
My name is Megan Gannon. And my main goal in 2021 is to get a new job that I love. I've been looking for work since April 2020, and I hope a new year brings better luck and new opportunities. I'm not going to put a time frame on this goal, because I've learned the best opportunities come when you least expect them. I miss working in the industry, and I'm ready to make an impact again. I'm wishing all Attraction Pros a happy and healthy new year.
I'm Jesse Egan, and my New Year's resolution is to not hold grudges and all around just become a better person and focus on my life.
Happy New Year, everyone. This is Sarah Brinker from the International Association of Trampoline Parks. My New Year's resolution is to be more present 2020 threw a lot of curveballs and I was kind of in survival mode. So I'm looking forward to 2021 and just being a little bit more present and breathing and taking what I learned from last year and putting that to good use. So I hope everybody has a fantastic new year and take care, guys.
Ron Gustafson, Director of Marketing and Public Relations at Quasi Amusement Park, Middlebury, Connecticut. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to 2021, especially being a senior guy in our industry, pushing 70 here in a couple of years. It's been a difficult 2020, and, you know, let's go in with our best foot forward into 2021. Hoping we can get open as scheduled in late April and do what we can to make it successful for the park and those who visit.
My name is Paige Ryder. I have lots of ambitions for 2021, especially after 2020. It was such a struggle. Let's see. The first thing I want to do is make sure I provide value to all my different jobs, being my main one at General Motors and my side jobs at Attraction Pros and Super 78. I'm going to try and do some certifications this next year, get my PMP and my FE in mechanical engineering. Then I'm going to continue to do my best that I can do in school and finish up my Study Strong. I'm continuing to grow my professional network to set myself up for success when theme parks come back from this recession. And I'm going to be sure to travel again, as long as it's safe. I want to go out and see the world. Best of luck to everyone else for 2021. Let's do our best.
Hi, this is Denise Kirkwood with Park Entertainment at NASCAR Speed Park in the Great Smoky Mountains. My New Year's resolution is to improve organizational processes and to make healthier choices in order to have increased energy, well-being, and to pick up a little extra time so that I'm able to be more thoughtful, respectful, caring, patient, and loving with team members, guests, my family, and my friends. In these crazy times, being able to serve others better matters most. Happy New Year's, and I will see you in 2021. Lead on. Treasured memories are just ahead.
Hey, it's Jim Cuno down at Island H2O in Kissimmee, Florida. This year's resolutions are all based about trying to create a better life for myself and for my team. The big resolution that I have is to give out more compliments, at least 5 compliments a day. Probably have to look a little harder than I have in the past to get to 5, but if I can get to 10, it'll be even better. So that's my New Year resolution, is to celebrate my team in a better way every day.
I'm Kristen Karalunas, and my goal for 2021 is to actively seek good news. I felt like most of 2020, I was berated by hard things to hear and a lot of sadness. But I know there are good things happening in the world, and I think I'm going to spend more time looking for those stories and sharing them with people.
Hi, my name's Kevin Gerolliman, and my New Year's resolution for 2021 is to optimize my effective communication skills. I'm hoping to expand my vocabulary, emphasize key points, and proactively follow up in order to strengthen my existing and new professional relationships. Thanks.
My goal for 2021 is to get more involved with the themed entertainment industry via helping out at ASTM and IAPA.
Hi friends, Natalie here from Central Florida. And as a professional resolution for 2021, I would like to have a solid 30-second introduction for myself to use when I participate in classes and networking events. I believe Matt calls it the elevator speech. So I would like to put it together and be confident in the presentation of mine.
Hey, Matt and Josh. Eric Fluitt from Get It Done Marketing here. I'm really looking forward to 2022, but we need to get through 2021 first. That said, I resolved to return to regularly posting hashtag marketing bits on Get It Done Marketing's social channels. increase marketing efforts to drive lead generation for Get It Done Marketing, and pick up additional projects, enabling me to offer work to others impacted by the global COVID pandemic on our industry. I have been, and continue to be, optimistic for the back half of 2021. Happy New Year, guys. Now, let's get it done.
Hello, all. This is Megan from Whiting's Foods on the Boardwalk, and my New Year's resolution is to strive to be a better advocate for change.
Hello, this is Ron McKenzie, Park President at Six Flags Over Texas and Hurricane Harbor. I wanted to offer a great big howdy and Happy New Year to all as Six Flags Over Texas gets set to celebrate our 60th anniversary. Our biggest wish for 2021 is that we all get this virus under control so that we can continue to safely provide our guests an opportunity to have fun and create lasting memories with friends and family. So, on behalf of all of our team members here in the great state of Texas, Happy New Year!
Hi, my name is Jojo, and to everyone listening, I'd like to wish you a happy and prosperous New Year. Things to look forward to in 2021. Video games has a special place in my heart. Besides good health and good fortune, the long-awaited opening of Super Nintendo World is on the top of my list for 2021. In the same spirit, my New Year's resolution would be to take a peek into the world of video game development and see what we can learn from how they design worlds and create stories to even discovering where theme parks and video games are overlapping, making way to new paths for immersive experiences. Thanks for listening. Happy New Year!
This is Brandon Thom with SeaWorld Parks, and my New Year's resolution is to appreciate the little things. As a recent Disney Pixar movie so eloquently displayed, nothing is guaranteed, and 2020 seemed to remind us of this reality every single day from March onward. I plan to breathe easier, sleep better, talk to my ever-growing family even more often, and be genuinely thankful for all things inside and outside my career that make me smile.
This is Cheryl Bindleglass of Cheryl Golf, known as the CEO, CFO, Chief Fun Officer, and my resolution is to have more fun in the coming year than I had last year. Wishing everyone all the best for a very successful and healthy new year.
Hi, this is Marcus from Ride and Park Media. My personal New Year's resolution is to spend as much time with my family in family-owned attractions as possible, putting as much money as we can back into the bank accounts to help with their recovery. Business-wise, it is about making up for the lost time of 2020 and checking in with our friends across the industry and doing what we can to help the industry to recover.
Hi, guys. This is Megan with IAPA. Being able to virtually connect has been great. Zoom calls, Facebook Live, virtual events, podcasts, you name it. I am very thankful for technology. But my goal for 2021 is to bring live events back safely and see the attractions industry come together. There's nothing quite like collaboration and spending time with one another in person. And hopefully you agree with me.
This is Ed Hodgden with NIAPA. And my goal for 2021 is to see the continuation of cooperation among different segments of the attractions industry as we continue to work through the pandemic, and that level of cooperation continues long after.
I think despite the absolute insanity of 2020, there was a lot of positive moments and things to come out of it. There was an unbelievable amount of kindness shown to individuals that don't even know each other. And I think I want to focus on that kindness moving forward and look at the world with the respect and the hope and the love that we had when this pandemic hit. You know, I think I want to make sure I'm always enjoying the time and being present in the moment and not holding back because of fear.
Hey everybody, Josh Liebman here, co-host of the Attraction Pros podcast. At the beginning of 2020, I set a goal that I wanted to travel less and stay at home more. And well, we all know how that turned out. But while I was staying at home, I found that I read more books than I otherwise would have, took some master classes online, and really dedicated a lot more time to learning than I would have been able to do otherwise. And I want to continue that into 2021. Particularly, I want to find new skills that I'm not very good at and new topics that I'm not very proficient at, and really dive in deeper and find more things that I can just be more of an expert at and be a little bit better at in a variety of different areas.
Well, hello, Attraction Pros. This is Matt Heller, founder of Performance Optimist Consulting and the co-host of the Attraction Pros podcast. For 2021, I really have two main goals. Number one, I'd like to continue to help leaders lead by finding new and innovative ways to coach and train and be a resource for the amazing leaders in this industry. Number two, more of a personal goal, I'd like to play my drums more. I've been playing drums since I was about 6 years old, but over the last couple of years, it's really taken a back seat. So I'd like to spend more time playing drums and writing music and making music with others. So if you'd like to collaborate virtually, please let me know. We'll make 2021 rock.
Well, there you go. Did you hear all those resolutions for 2021?
That was pretty amazing. What I think I'm taking away from this is that we all knew that 2020 was, you know, kind of a down year in some ways, but, you know, you also heard some enthusiasm there. But, you know, it looks like people are really looking forward to really making the best of it in 2021.
Yeah. I've been trying to stay very optimistic throughout the entirety of 2020 for recovering and getting out of this pandemic. And now I feel even more optimistic with all of these people who have showed that they're firing on all cylinders and ready to take on this new year.
And I think what we should probably also let people know about is that we as Attraction Pros are moving into 2021 with some new things that we'll talk about here in a little bit. But, we are here for our listeners. We are here for the population of Attraction Pros out there. And whatever your resolution is, if you didn't get to be a part of this one, but if you've got something that you're working on and you need help or you need resources, just remember, and I'll say it now, we are all Attraction Pros. So if there's anything that we can do, please feel free to reach out, and we're happy to see what kind of resources we can put together to help anybody in the industry.
Yeah, we are really excited, like you said, for what we have coming up in this new year, because our goal really is to bring amazing resources to the industry to help the industry continue to move forward. And for those who've been following us for a while, this started long before COVID, a couple of years before COVID. It really, I would say, took on a new life in 2020. We ended up, gaining, I would say, a lot more followers and a lot more traction in 2020 because we really put a lot aside and put a lot towards what we're doing with Attraction Pros. And now we're really excited about what it is that we are able to do moving forward and being able to involve everyone out there who is watching or listening or following along. And Matt, why was that again?
Because we are all Attraction Pros.
There you go. We are all Attraction Pros.
Thanks for listening to the Attraction Pros podcast.
Make sure to subscribe so you can tune in when new episodes release, and even better, please leave us a review on iTunes.
For more information, visit attractionpros.com.